King back here on the radio. So, did you miss me? I was gone for about a week. I sure did miss the show. Okay. Well, get you guys started. I'll let you in on some sports. NFL was this weekend. It was pretty darn good. Some good games. Okay, here are all the scores. Green Bay Packers 31 beat the Cleveland Browns 3. San Francisco Chargers 21 lost to the Houston Texans 24. And the San Francisco 49ers, I mean. San Diego Chargers 37 beat Kansas City 7. Indiana had 42 points, beat the St. Louis Rams. They had 6 points. New England Patriots had 35 points. Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost with 7 points. Minnesota 17 points. Pittsburgh 27 points. Buffalo Bills 20 points. Carolina Panthers 9 points. New York Jets 38. Oakland Raiders 0. Chicago 10. Cincinnati 45. Atlanta 21, Dallas 37, New Orleans Saints 46, Miami 34, Arizona 24, New York Giants 17, and Philadelphia and the Washington Redskins are going to play today at 4:15 on ESPN and ESPN Huntsville, whatever that means. So be sure to watch it, guys. It's gonna be a really good game. Okay. Okay. Top 10 songs for this week is "Down" by Jay Sean featuring Lil Wayne. Number 2 is "What You Say" by Jason Derulo. Number 3 is "Party in USA" by Miley Cyrus. 4, "Run This Town" by Jay-Z, Rihanna, and Kanye West. Number 5 is "3" by Britney Spears. Number 6 is "Paparazzi" by Lady Gaga. Number 7, "Fireflies" by Alice City. Number 8, "I Got a Feeling" by Black Eyed Peas. Number 9, "Meet Me Halfway" by Black Eyed Peas. Number 10, "You Belong With Me" Taylor Swift. Number the top 10 songs this week. So if you guys hear, be sure to listen and turn your radio up. I don't know what I'm gonna play for you guys today. I don't know what you guys wanna listen to, but whatever. I'll put it on the radio. Whatever I put on there, you better like. Or I sure hope you guys like it. Okay. How about some news? Hear about that boat that went ashore? Not good. The Coast Guard called their search off today, though. They went ashore last week, and they called the search off for that one guy that they can't find. The Coast Guard suspended its search Sunday for a man believed to have fallen overboard from a fishing vessel near Sitka. The Coast Guard, assisted by a crew member from another boat, began the search Saturday for Michael DeVerdier, 51, of Sitka, missing from the 32-foot fishing vessel Miss Dee Dee. According to the Coast Guard, Mike left Sitka on Friday afternoon. The Miss Dee Dee was spotted grounded on an island about 20 miles north of Sitka on Friday evening. The engines were still running, but no one was aboard. A lifeboat and a life-saving equipment were still on board. Coast Guard helicopter and cutter in an area searched about 6 miles wide and 15 miles long. A Sitka Mountain rescue team with a dog also searched the shorelines of Piper Island. The Coast Guard on Sunday used a cutter to search the shoreline for about 2 hours, said Todd Buck, operation controller for the Coast Guard in Juneau. They didn't have any results, he said. The search was in the same area of Fish Bay. Buck said that there were modeling indicated a body in the water would have drifted. The Mountain Rescue Group also finished its search Piper Island is near a mooring buoy that Mike was likely to, or Mike was likely trying to tie on to when he fell overboard, Buck said. Doverty's family retrieved the boat on Sunday and took it to Sitka. Oh, that's so sad. I just feel, you know. So I just, hopefully they find him, and hopefully he's just on an island somewhere. It's just terrible. Holy, what about that bombing? Two cars exploded in Baghdad, killing over 100 people. That is just crazy. One of the bombs exploded outside Baghdad. Okay, at least 500 people were wounded in Sunday's attack. One of the bombs exploded outside Baghdad's government building. There, other aside the Justice Ministry, the bombs detonated in quick sessions about 10:30 a.m., officials said. Among the wounded were three American security contractors. The U.S. Embassy said, declining to provide further details. The area struck is close to a heavily guarded green zone, which houses the embassy. The blast sparked questions about Iraq's security and national elections planned for January. Iraq Prime Minister, who visited the scene shortly after the explosion, said holding the election as scheduled would send a strong message to the attackers. The cowardly attack should not affect the determination of Iraqi people from continuing the battle against the deposed regime and the gangs of criminal Ba'ath Party, the terrorists. U.S. President Barack Obama called the attacks an attempt to derail processes in Iraq and pledged to work closely with the country as it prepares for election. Obama spoke with the Prime Minister and President to express his condolences and reiterate U.S. support. In August, more than 100 people were killed in a series of bombing that led to tightening security in Baghdad. Blast walls were installed across the city and checkpoints added. 2 years earlier, three truck bombs had killed hundreds in northern Iraq. Sunday's attacks were the deadliest on Iraqi civilians since the blast in August 2007. A day before the explosion, Sunday, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, was in Iraq for the first time during her trip. She made a condolence stop at the Foreign Ministry, one of six sites attacked this August. Iraqis are supposed to go to the polls January 16th, but Parliament has not passed key election legislation, putting the ballot in limbo. The President, Prime Minister, and other top officials are scheduled to meet Monday to discuss elections, law, and security concerns. Okay, that's just very bad. Terrible, terrible. Okay. Well, the news is very sad and crazy. I'm going to play a song for you guys right now. I'm going to play it.
Only one. I've been away. white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Ow.
nothing safe in this world. And there's nothing sure in this world. And there's nothing pure in this world. Look for something left in this world.
What a good song, huh? That was White Wedding by Billy Idol. I really like music. I'm going to play a couple more songs for you right now.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid.
Jude by the Beatles. Amazing. All right, one more song for you guys right now. I just love music, so I'm going to play another song for you.
Back on where I've roamed and laughing how I swore I'd win and not get burned. Left my family, left my home. I worked my fingers to the bone and there was not a stone I did not leave unturned. And I was having a good time. Oh, roll on, roll on, roller coaster. We're one day older. So I don't bitch. And I swear the time's a trick. It disappears and oh so quick. Man, I was just 16 and now I'm staring at 36. But I'm still having a good time.
Good time.
Oh, roll on, roll on, roller coaster. We're one day older and one step closer.
Stop.
Another great song, huh, by Kid Rock. That guy is just amazing. Well, I guess I gotta let you guys listen to one more song. I really like listening to music, and I think you guys do too. pretty amazing songs, huh, fellas? I really like them. Well, whoa, this week in school was full with activities. Everything was going down this week, a lot. Kinko Halloween Carnival, that was a success. The school Halloween Carnival was a big success. There was a lot of booths with different games, raffles, activities, and food that everyone was able to enjoy. The carnival was held at the school in the cafeteria on Saturday, October 24th, and many people attended. The senior class held a three-point and free-throw contest in the gymnasium, and they also sold caramel apples. The junior class had two raffles, one for a handgun and the other for a bowl of candy. They also did a burger bash. The freshman class did a cakewalk. There were also a variety of baked food and sales by the community members. The junior high school classes had face painting, bake sales, raffles, and some more like bowling and darts. As the elementary classes, there was a fish toss. Many people won a new pet fish. There was also a duck pond, a lollipop pool, a catapult, and many other games that people of all ages could enjoy. The student council was the main host of the carnival. They were selling game tickets at the door, and were in charge of the organization. They had a table where they were selling school hoodies and raffle tickets. Thanks to all of the community members who supported Kinko School and participated and attended the annual Halloween Carnival. Thanks also to everyone who had part in helping host and boost and cleaning up. Your help is appreciated greatly. We look forward to having you all next year. Kinko's Halloween Carnival. Looking to see you there. Better go there because Kinko's Carnival is one big thing. Kinko's Spotlight. Ring, ring. Hello, Kinko's School. That was Marlene, our secretary. She was raised in Kinko's all of her life. She has been secretary since she was 17 years old. I asked her if that's what she wanted to do all her life when she grew up, and she replied, "I don't know what I want to be. I'm still growing up," replied. Her favorite food is lasagna. I asked her what was her favorite vacation she has ever been on, and she really doesn't go anywhere, but her favorite place she has ever been to was Bellingham. Marlene is very content living in Kinko's. I asked her what her favorite thing about Kinko's, she said the simple life. She enjoys going on bike rides and spending time with her family, and even the crazy ones. Here's a thing for all you spaghetti lovers out there, once again. On Monday, October 19, 2009, at 5 o'clock, the school lobby was there to be placed with the book fair originally drawing and members of the community. It seemed to be the right time to have a spaghetti dinner. Also, there were raffle tickets and sweatshirts being sold. The class of 2015, however, seized the opportunity to raise money for later proposing, such as Close-Up, which is in 4 years for them. Another class raising funds at the book fair was a class of 2011. They're going to Washington, D.C. this coming spring. Keep an eye out for the future fundraising sponsors by them. Student Council was selling tickets for their 300 raffle and new school hoodies. I'm reading the back, aren't I? This is so... God. The 7th grade spaghetti dinners, the plates were $5 for students and $10 for community members. Once you've gotten a plate, you could run up to the kitchen and get a serving of spaghetti, vegetables, and garlic bread. Peter Pan Seafood donated various dessert-style snacks for the event, which was very generous of them and very appreciated. The 7th grade class decorated for the event, too. The plates and information hanging on the wall and windows and Italian-colored streamers were there. Everything was an Italian theme. It was very neat and very nice. Thanks to the 7th graders for putting on that spaghetti dinner. It was so good. I loved it. Well, I bet you guys are tired of listening to me talking, so I'm going to play a song for you. I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. I got a feeling
that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God. Jump off that sofa. Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup, mazel tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof,
and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And do it, and do it,
let's live it up.
And do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. I got a feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like, oh my God.
Like, oh my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And do it. And do it. And do it. Do it. Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock. Easy come, easy go. Now we on top. Feel the shot, body rock. Rockin' don't stop. Round and round, up and down. Around the clock.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. Get with us. You know what we say, say. Party every day, party every day. And I'm feeling.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Don't you just love those Black Eyed Peas? Very good band, very good artist in it. I'm gonna play another song for you. Everybody by the Backstreet Boys. Backstreet Boys are coming back, guys.
again, brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah,
am I original?
Just gotta love them Backstreet Boys. I like their music. I don't think anything gets better than their music. I really like it. Well, I told you about sports to start off with, football. Told you what went on this week in school and some news from ADN and everything else. And I think I'm gonna wrap it up here. I'm gonna play you two more songs. And one is Last Dance of Mary Jane by Tom Petty.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good looking mama who never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. One more time to kill the pain. I feel something creeping in and I'm tired of this town screwing up, tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress, buy me a drink, sing me a song, take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Tired of this town again. Square, she's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room, and that ball will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town
again. Okay, thanks guys for listening. One last song to leave with. It is Freshman by Verve Pipe. I hope you guys like it.
When I was young, I knew everything. She, a punk who rarely ever took advice. Now I'm guilt-stricken, sobbing with my head on the floor. Stopping baby's breath and a shoe full of rice. No, can't be held responsible. She was touching her face. Held responsible. She fell in love in the first place. For
seasons, we were merely freshmen. Our best friend took a week's vacation to forget her. His girl took a week's worth of Valium and slept, and now he's guilt stricken, sobbing with his head on the floor. Thanks, somebody, knowing how he never really wept. He said, can't be held responsible. She was touching her face. I won't be held responsible. She fell in love in the first place. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely flashmen. Talk of our lack in relationships and how we're guilt stricken, sobbing with our hands on the floor. We fell through the ice when we tried not to slip, we'd say it. Can't be held responsible, 'cause she was touching her face. And I won't be held responsible. She fell in love in the first place. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we'd never compromise. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely freshmen. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise.
Thanks guys for listening to my radio show. Tune in next week to listen to me, and I think Penguin Feet will be back. I don't know. Thank you for listening to my radio show, and good night.